Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, and then we see how long I can hang on. And then when I'm done, I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, we are looking at film pro productivity with Carter Turgeson, I believe is how it's pronounced. The website is filmproproductivity.com, and we're going to listen to episode 48 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
Today's episode is sponsored by Kelly Stark.
Love the accent.
Hello and welcome to Film Pro Productivity, the podcast that helps film professionals and other creative people, all creative people really, to live a more focused, effective and happy life. My name is Carter Ferguson and this is episode 48, Find Your Way with Affirmations.
Nice. I'll be interested to hear what he says about this.
I will be talking about affirmations and how they can be used to change your life. But before I go on to that, I hope that you've found the time to listen to last week's show, episode 47, Bullies and the Silent Majority, which ended up being my longest show yet at nearly 50 minutes because it was just jam-packed with, I thought, interesting and useful information. Like the Law of Success series, you see, once I'd gotten into that topic, I just couldn't bring myself to split it or to shorten it much more than it already is. So bullies are sometimes hard to spot, I should say, but once they have been identified, they can be stopped by simple direct actions that allow you to take control and set them straight. And they exist beyond the playground. They are in life, day-to-day life. You can also stand up and defend others when you see these bullies raise their ugly heads in whatever professional world that you're working in. I do realise that many of these topics might not be regarded as specific to the creative industries, the media industries, which is to an extent what this show is aimed at. Obviously, it's film pro productivity, and I sometimes question, should I have called it creative pro productivity, or should I just have called it This Is Carter's Productivity Show and aimed it at everyone. But I am hoping that the topics that I choose to present to you here in this show are applicable to you wherever you are, whether you're working in a technical aspect of the creative world or you're working or consider yourself to be working in a more creative, fluid role, or whether indeed you just consider yourself to be a creative person and you aren't actually part of the professional world. I suppose one way of looking at the title could be that I am a film pro presenting it. That wasn't really how I intended it to be, but okay, that's perhaps what it started.
Meanwhile, back at the episode
podcast, the topics that I choose are based on my experiences as a film professional. And I think that, or a creative professional, it's broader than film because I work in film, theatre, TV. I trained as a designer before I went into that. I have acted as well professionally and had a good degree of success in that role, although I don't do it so much these days. I have directed, I have fight directed, obviously, has been my main thing, and I have designed a lot of stuff. I've got quite, and I've stage managed and production managed and produced stuff as well. So I've got quite a broad skill set, and I have been involved in technical aspects right through to creative ones.
And
I
now we're going to get to the episode.
Topics which affect me, which is really everything that I put to you here, are fairly likely to have affected at least some of you listeners too. But I've gone way, way off piece there.
Yes,
I need
you
to
have.
Bring it back to what we're talking about today, and that is affirmations. An affirmation is like a mantra, and it doesn't really matter if what you're affirming is not totally true as yet. Because by repeating an affirmation over and over again, it becomes embedded in the subconscious mind, and eventually it becomes your reality. Stuart Wilde, unquote. So yes, today I'm talking about affirmations, and it's part of a subject that came up many times in my Laws of Success series in the form of auto-suggestion. Napoleon Hill was a real believer in this and used it to achieve the success of which he speaks very, very often. As a reminder, auto-suggestion is the hypnotic or subconscious adoption of an idea which one has consciously originated oneself. It's like reprogramming your subconscious mind to believe what you want it to believe, and Hill used it, as I say, very often to replace old beliefs, for example, with new ones that will serve us better. Before I even knew what affirmations were, before I'd even heard the word or understood how they worked, I was already using them. And I haven't talked about it too much lately, but for those of you that are new listeners, following my first feature film, I had what used to be known as a nervous breakdown. And looking back now, I would more accurately call it a stress-related dissociative breakdown or episode, followed, unfortunately, by PTSD. And it was not a fun time. In fact, it was an extremely destructive time. But without it, you probably wouldn't have film pro productivity. I honestly don't know where I'd be or what I'd be doing now if I hadn't had that negative experience in my life. And the positive that has come out of it in the form of this show and a healthier outlook and work-life ethic or balance, if you want to call it that, I don't think would ever have come to pass without it.
Nine.
Lots of people want to ride with you in the limo, but what you want is someone who will take the bus with you when the limo breaks down. Oprah Winfrey, unquote.
Yeah, this podcast, stopping it right there, a great test is, do you want to hear the rest of this? And the answer is, yeah. And the fact that you threw in an Oprah quote means you didn't just make this up off the top of your head. And you already know what I'm going to say. And that is that whole beginning chunk at the beginning about, this is why I do the show, and I know it's called this, but it's really about this, but I did this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Not bad content, wrong placement. If you had started off with, hey, today, here's what an affirmation is, yada, 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 and then you go into your story, and then later you go, hey, thanks so much for listening. You know, I was going to call this pod, and you go into that spiel there towards the end, much better placement, because you have good content. I love your accent as an American. I'm like, oh, that is just so cool. And it's got, you know, you share some personal things with you, which draws somebody in. A little vulnerability is always kind of cool. And it's real. And you're explaining why you want to help. Now I understand why you want to help people. So you had great content. You just made me sit through about 4 minutes of fairly boring content to get to it. So, again, not bad content. I shouldn't say that. It wasn't boring. It just, for me, not knowing you and wanting to get into affirmations, and you're like, but I was going to call it this, and then I was going to call it that, and maybe I could have called it this, but I didn't. It's like, no, put that towards the end if you really need to include it. A lot of times I always say, I don't know that the audience needs to know how the sausage was made. They just want the sausage. But I understand, in this case, being a film, you know, you're talking to film creators, they kind of do want to know how the sausage is made. I just wouldn't put that at the beginning. But other than that, the audio was fine. I love the fact the intro explained what it was. You jumped right into it. You didn't make me wait for the voiceover guy. So I liked it. I just would lose that one section and get to the good stuff. So if you would like your podcast right here, you can simply go out to Podcast Rodeo Show. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. And as you listen to this, you better hurry because you may have missed it. I'm going on a tour. I'm going to be going to San Francisco for a weekend, and then I'll be in Los Angeles talking and working Podcast Movement Evolutions, and then I get back from that for like a day, and then I go to Houston where I'll be speaking and working at the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. So if you're in one of those cities, I would love to meet you. And also I say that to say, if you go out to order a podcast review and see that it's paused, I'll be back at the end of February, and we can definitely look at your show then. And of course, if you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.